RTE Radio 1 Sport with a Kia e-Niro. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia e-Niro with a range up to 455 kilometres.
Well, for a number of years now, one of the best, most popular things on Morning Ireland has been the GAA draw. The rest of us are just the filler around the GAA draw on some Mondays during the summer. And Darren Frell, you have some big news for us.
Oh, great news. Always very exciting, Rachel. The draws for the 2021 Championship will take place on RTE early next week. The draws will be carried on Morning Ireland and the 6-1 News next Monday and Tuesday. Next Monday, I'll have the Munster football pairings at 7:35. Then an hour later, the Munster hurling draw. Marty Morrissey will host the Connacht football draw on the news that evening. And then on Tuesday, we've Leinster football on that earlier bulletin and the Leinster hurling draw for that province after the news at 8:30. Marty will then focus on the Ulster football on the 6-1 that evening. Worth reminding as well, this year's football championship will be once again straight knockout. Once you lose, that's it, you're gone. The hurling teams will have one second chance through the qualifiers, less hurling teams at that level, so there's more scope for the extra matches during these COVID times. So hope you can join us for that next week. Really looking forward to it. Elsewhere, very busy morning. Still no confirmation that the government will lift the hotel quarantine rule for elite sports people. France are due here at the weekend to play Ireland in the Women's Six Nations. Our rugby commentator, Michael Corcoran, joins me. What can you tell us this morning, Michael? Any developments?
Not officially, Darren, but my understanding is that government officials are working through the details of a new government scheme which would be overseen by Sport Ireland and indeed the HSE, which would grant elite status to sporting events and people travelling in and out of the country for those events. For example, you've mentioned the France women's game in the Six Nations Championship, Leinster's semi-final against La Rochelle in the Champions Cup would come under that umbrella, as indeed would the Irish Open, which a lot of people had question marks over given the new restrictions coming in. So the final details to be worked through, and I would expect confirmation possibly at some stage later on today.
Okay, Michael, a big announcement this morning. In less than an hour, the coaches for the summer's Lions tour will be confirmed. Any insight for us?
Well, I know some people who won't be going, so you can speculate then outside of that as to who might be going. Certainly Andy Farrell, Graham Rowntree and Rob Howley and Sean Edwards, not involved. Warren Gatland, the head coach, will announce his coaching team at 9:30 this morning. Some speculation over the course of the weekend that the Scotland head coach, Gregor Townsend, could be part of the coaching ticket going to South Africa, along with Steve Tandy. And it wouldn't be a surprise at all if Robin McBride, who Warren Gatland has worked with before at Wales, who's now, of course, with Leinster, he's expected, given the absence of Graham Rowntree, to be confirmed as one of the coaching team. But everything will be revealed in less than an hour, about 9:30.
Okay, Michael, I know you're talking to Warren Gatland yourself a little bit later on, so we'll look forward to that interview a little bit later on. Huge game for the Northern Ireland women's team tonight. They meet Ukraine in the second leg of their European Championship playoff. They lead 2-1 ahead of that second leg at home. Good luck to them. One game tonight in the Premier Division of the SSE or Tricity League. It's Derry City against Shamrock Rovers at 7:45. Champions League tonight, the live one on RTE, is the meeting of PSG and Bayern Munich. PSG lead 3-2 from the first leg. Chelsea take a 2-0 lead into their game against Porto. George Hamilton is on duty tonight. George, PSG, surely they can't be beaten from this position, can they?
Well, no, there's a wonderful statistic that's just come out. Of the last 50 years in this competition, 95% of teams have brought home a 3-2 victory from the away leg have qualified. That's 103 in all. And you'd say in Paris Saint-Germain's favour, they have to go into that thinking they're going to go through. But two of the greatest comebacks in the Champions League era have involved Paris Saint-Germain losing a first leg lead against the odds. Barcelona, remember that in 2017, though PSG did exercise those ghosts this season, winning the first leg at Barcelona 4-1 and then drawing 1-1 in the Parc des Princes. But against Manchester United in 2019, having won 2-0 at Old Trafford, they lost the home leg 3-1, and that was that, out. And the Paris manager, Mauricio Pochettino, he knows from personal experience what Bayern on the road are capable of. They are unbeaten in the last 17 away in the Champions League, and one of those victories was the 7-2 hiding of Tottenham in London in October 2019.
George, if it's half as good as the first leg, then I'll definitely be tuned in. What about that second game, Chelsea? I know they had that wobble the weekend before last against West Brom, but they're in good shape against Porto, aren't they?
Ah, yes. Well, they're now managed, of course, by Thomas Tuchel. He's had them for 17 games, and there's just that one defeat, that aberration against West Bromwich Albion when they lost 5-2 at home. And you'd have to say Thomas Tuchel knows his way around this competition. He was knocking on the door for long enough. He got Paris Saint-Germain to the final last year. 2-0 up against Porto, albeit in Seville tonight, the home game. But I think Thomas Tuchel's Chelsea are odds on. I'm not so sure about Paris, though, after what I've been saying.
Okay. Looking forward to it, George. 8 o'clock tonight. Good luck with that, George Hamilton, ahead of those Champions League games tonight. Finally, racing takes place at Fairy House this afternoon. First race off is at 3:40. And Rachel Blackmore back in the saddle after her heroics at the weekend. And she's got a pretty busy afternoon because she's booked in for 6 races this afternoon there at Fairy House. That's all your sport for now.